Justin, Rosaria, and Cosimo. The three Gravina siblings were born with a serious pathology, spinal amyotrophy. Now, being born and living with this diagnosis was a very difficult cross to accept and carry, both for children and for their parents. But in the Gravina house, these three creatures have not only accepted the cross, but had lived every day with a smile, living fully according to their possibilities and bringing joy and enthusiasm to life. Now, the eldest of the three was Rosaria Gravina. She was born in Wuppertal, Germany on the 4th of April 1981. It was only a year later, on the 20th of March 1982, that the first diagnosis of Wooding-Hoffmann spinal amyotrophy was made. Now, little Gravina was given a life expectancy of just 2 months. However, her parents, hoping they had not well understood the extent and characteristic of the disease, decided to move immediately to Italy to hear a second medical opinion in Bologna. But unfortunately, the results confirmed what had already been found in Germany. Her parents were forced to leave the child to her maternal grandparents because of the serious economic difficulties that arose. But the family eventually reunited only 6 years later with the birth of Justin, their second daughter, in 1987. Now, Rosaria could not assume the upright position of the trunk and, due to her disease, therefore, she was bound to the use of a wheelchair. Her childhood was filled with much suffering as the illness had prevented her from being able to attend school, and because of this, she had to be homeschooled. However, her relationship with God grew deeper thanks to Justin, her younger sister. They both kept Jesus company as he was alone and sad on the cross. Rosaria loved her little sister and taught her many things. One of the things Rosaria taught Justin was love for Jesus crucified. She told her sister that it was necessary to keep Jesus company and also make him laugh because people only go to him to cry and ask for things. So she told him jokes, read him a book of nursery rhymes, all to make Jesus smile. They said that Jesus was happy to stay at their home because he could laugh. Compared to Justin, Rosaria cultivated a more intimate and profound relationship with Daddy God. Over the course of time, she wanted to cheer him up for the pain of the loss of his son Jesus with fun and pleasantness. Now, she lived her days with delight together with her friends, her parents, and her sister Justin, whom she loved very much, and to whom she acted as a mother, and then with her younger brother Cosimo, who would be welcomed into the world a little later. She worked hard in her studies, and this was something evident, as in 1996, she won a special prize in a school competition. She had several hobbies, especially listening to music and singing. She was as sweet and joyful, as she was strong and firm in ideas. She was fearless and brave, and one of her favorite literary genres was horror, because she found it funny and ridiculous. She loved all music genres and listened to music while studying, because it helped her to keep concentration. Now, she was a member of the Catholic Action, and she dreamt of becoming a Catholic Action educator one day. The Catholic Action group organized meetings at her house, and since no one could say anything anymore after listening to her, she decided to talk always at last, in order to let everyone speak. Now, when someone came to visit her when she was sick, she always had a smile on her face and would say, "I'm fine," even during the last year of her life connected to an oxygen tank. She would still repeat, "I'm fine," because she knew how to transform her pains into joy. And later, Rosaria flew to heaven on March the 28th, 1996, at the age of 15. It was the same day of the same month and at the same time, when in 1982, 14 years earlier, doctors had only given her 2 months of life in the clinic in Düsseldorf. Now, the second of the siblings was Justin Gravina. She was born in Wuppertal, Germany on the 29th of October, 1987. There she received the baptism at 3 months, shortly before living with her parents Giuseppe Gravina and Carolina Vigilante for San Marco in Lamis. Now, Justin grew up healthy and happy, surrounded by the love of her parents and her sister Rosaria. When a little over a year old, she began to show the first symptoms of the same disease diagnosed 6 years earlier by her sister Rosaria. Already at the age of 2.5, Justin began to have a deep relationship of special friendship with Jesus. She was sorry to see him suffer on the cross, and she kept him company by telling him what she had lived every day. As mentioned earlier, together with her sister Rosaria, they told him jokes and fun facts to distract him from all the pain of people. In doing so, they were sure that Jesus would always go to see them to have fun. Now, out of curiosity to understand everything that was written, Justin asked the sister to teach her to read and write when she was only 5 years of age, and soon she became passionate about daily reading of the gospel for children. Just like her sister, the disease prevented her from assuming the erect position of the trunk, forcing her to a wheelchair, and from an early age caused a frequent respiratory crisis. For this reason, she was unable to attend nursery school regularly. Now from the age of 4, she showed a great passion for drawing, making her prefer colors over toys. Her days passed happily devoted to drawing and writing, but above all to friends who populated their home, and to the great love of her sister Rosaria, to whom she was very attached. Now when her beloved sister died in 1996, Justine was only 9 years of age, and out of great sorrow, she abandoned all of her passions for 4 years, and then resumed them with great enthusiasm. Justine listened to her sister a lot, and when Rosaria flew to heaven, she always kept in her mind all of her teachings, which she then passed on to her younger brother Cosimo. In 2003, she published a collection of poems and prayers presented to high school students in the town's municipal library, an event filmed and broadcast by REI. Her mother spoke of how she has never heard a daughter ask God for a healing, but instead, she always prayed for others. Once, a family friend was on his way to Lourdes and asked Justine if she wanted to write a note to Our Lady. Justine wrote her request on a piece of paper and then handed it to her mother. But before her mother had handed it to the family friend, she felt compelled to open the piece of paper where it was written, "Mama, my dear in heaven, I do not ask for a healing for me. I pray for all the people that Daddy God has put in my way, that they always have peace in the heart." And on February 21, 2004, Justine flew to heaven, sure of meeting the love that had always kept her alive. In this way, she realized the dream that she shared with her sister Rosaria, to embrace one day in heaven, for having realized at least one of the Beatitudes in life. She once wrote in a diary, "No man is a prisoner of his limits, if his mind is free to fly." You see, her body was never a limit for her, but she always flew free, and continues to fly into people's hearts today. Now the third of the siblings was Cosimo Gravina. He was born in San Marco in Lamis on the 9th of May 1994. Now from the first months of his life, Cosimo turned out to be a special child. He began to speak at 8 months and at 4, he learned to read and write to satisfy his curiosity. Already a few months, he manifested a special relationship with God. And before the age of 2, he saw and communicated with his guardian angel, who he calls Pippo. Now he had a very deep relationship with Jesus and with heaven, which he often went to visit at night during his sleep. He loved Jesus so much that he suffered in not being able to receive him before the sacrament of First Communion. When the priest raised the host for consecration during Mass, he hoped that moment would be as long as possible to be able to contemplate Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament. Very attached to the sacraments of confession and the Eucharist, he scrupulously prepared himself for reconciliation with God, always praying the Psalm 50. Cosimo, like his sisters, was unable to assume the upright position of the trunk, and for this reason, he was bound to a wheelchair, and because of his illness, he had to be homeschooled. Now Cosimo was of extraordinary intelligence and cultivated many interests. Excellent in his studies, he loved computer science, electronics, music and cooking. Finally, he did not lack love for girls. He has written many newspaper articles for schools and has won literary awards. He was also passionate about football. His character was jovial and playful and attracted many friends who populated their home. He also had a great love for his two sisters, Rosaria and Justine, to whom he was very attached. When his older sister Rosaria died in 1996, Cosimo was 2, and when Justine died, he was 10. His relationship with Justine was very deep. She played him a bit like a mother, but she also elected him as the art critic of her paintings and redid a canvas if he didn't like it. Rosaria, the elder sister, gave Justine and Justine to Cosimo the page of the Gospel of the Beatitudes with the hope of realizing at least one in life to embrace all three again one day in paradise. And Cosimo flew to heaven on the 24th of February 2009, certain of reaching his sisters, thanking everyone, and repeating 3 times, "Jesus, you know that I love you." Their mother Carolina, today, likes to define them like this: Rosaria the light, Justine the announcement, and Cosimo the prayer. These elements need each other, as in a circle, a continuous thread. Their mom Carolina tells and testifies to the joy she received from her 3 angels, Rosaria, Justine, and Cosimo. It should be the other way around, a parent who brings children to God, but they were the ones who brought me to God. And I'm sure that these three angels will continue to bring others, big and small, young and old, closer to Jesus. Rosaria, Justin, and Cosimo, pray for us.